The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. I want to read something that came over the internet. It's made public. You can get it off the internet if you'd like. This little refresher will help clarify what's happening in the world today, and it's called What a Wake Up, and it's pretending to be a letter to God. And here's what it says. Dear God, why didn't you save the school children at Virginia Tech, 04-1607, Amish Country, Pennsylvania, Columbine High School, Moses Lake, Washington, 2296, Bethel, Alaska, 2-1997, Pearl, Mississippi, 10-1-97, West Paducah, Kentucky, 12-1-97, Stamp, Arkansas, 12-15-97, Jonesboro, Arkansas, 3-24-98, Edinburgh, Pennsylvania, 4-24-98, Fayetteville, Tennessee, 5-19-98, Springfield, Oregon, 5-21-98, Richmond, Virginia, 6-15-98, Littleton, Colorado, 4-20-99, Tabor, Alberta, Canada, 5-28-99, Converse, Georgia, 5-20-99, Deming, New Mexico, 11-19-99, Fort Gibson, Oklahoma, 26-99, Santee, California, 3-5-01, and Elkhagen, Colorado, 3-22-01. Sincerely, concerned student. Now here's God's reply according to this email. Dear concerned student, I am not allowed in schools. Sincerely, God. How did this get started? Let's see. I think it started when Madeline O'Hara complained she didn't want any prayer in our schools, and we said, okay, I'm continuing to read this email. Then someone said, you better not read the Bible in school. The Bible that says, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, and love your neighbor as yourself. And we said, okay. Dr. Benjamin Spock said, we shouldn't spank our children when they misbehave because their little personalities would be warped and we might damage their self-esteem. And we said, an expert should know what he's talking about, so we won't spank them anymore. Then someone said, teachers and principals better not discipline our children when they misbehave. And the school administrators said, no faculty member in this school better touch a student when they misbehave, because we don't want any bad publicity, and we surely don't want to be sued. And we accepted their reasoning. Then someone said, let's let our daughters have abortions if they want to, and they won't even have to tell their parents. And we said, that's a good idea. Then some wise school board member said, since boys will be boys and they're going to do it anyway, let's give our sons all the condoms they want so they can have all the fun they desire, and we won't have to tell their parents they got them at school. And we said, that's another great idea. Then some of our top elected officials said, it doesn't matter what we do in private as long as we do our jobs. And we said, it doesn't matter what anyone, including the president, does in private as long as we have good jobs and the economy is good. And someone else took that appreciation a step farther and published pictures of nude children, and then stepped farther still by making them available on the internet. And we said, everyone's entitled to free speech. And the entertainment industry said, let's make TV shows and movies that promote profanity, violence, and illicit sex, and let's record music that encourages rape, drugs, murder, suicide, and satanic themes. And we said, it's just entertainment, and it has no adverse effect, and nobody takes it seriously anyway, so go right ahead. Now we're asking ourselves, why our children have no conscience, why they don't know right from wrong, and why it doesn't bother them to kill strangers, classmates, or even themselves. Undoubtedly, if we thought about it long and hard enough, we could figure it out. I'm sure it has a great deal to do with we reap what we sow. Continuing to read from this email that came over the internet. It continues, pass it on if you think it has merit. If not, then just discard it. But if you discard this thought process, then don't you dare sit back and complain about what bad shape this country is in. Now, the reason I read this email is because it is made publicly, and I hope that you will take it to heart, and it goes right along with what I've been saying and what I've been speaking about time after time on the Way It Ought to Be program, that we reap what we sow. Now, today, I'm going to ask you, do we reap what we sow? I've had much to say about the law of reaping what we sow. It is a law, and no one can evade that law. It is one of God's law, and God doesn't send out his word, and it returned to him empty. Notice what God says in Isaiah 55, beginning in verse 10. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please. And it shall prosper in the thing for which I send it. You never see the snow and the rain going up. God said it doesn't return to him. He also said his word will not be broken. It will come to pass. This world, our nation, and you as an individual will reap what you have sown. You are doing that right now. So is our whole nation and the whole world. I don't have to ask you if things are as well with you as you would like. I don't have to ask our nation or the world that either, because I know, and you should know, things aren't as well with anyone as they would like, because we are slaves to Satan, mainly because we have sown bad seed. His ways does not and cannot produce joy, peace, health, happiness, contentment, and well-being. The carnal mind thinks I can get around God's law of reaping what you sow. We think we can outsmart God. We can put that law behind us. I can do anything and get away with it. You may think you have known people that beat that law, but I will assure you, my friends, they didn't, and neither will you. Galatians 6, verse 7, I want you to notice what God says here, verses 7 through 9. Galatians 6, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Yes, God says, the seed you sow, you are going to reap from the harvest of the seed that you sow. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. In other words, a bad life. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Continuing here in verse 9, and let us not grow weary while well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Yes, Paul said, don't grow weary in well-doing, because you will finally reap what you have sown. That is, if you sow bad seed, you will reap that. If you sow good seed, you're going to reap that. It may take a while before you begin to reap, but there is no way that you won't reap what you sow. If you live a life of obedience to God, you will during your lifetime be reaping a good harvest and finally eternal life. If you give your life to God, to his way, as God commands you, then you won't have all the fears, the worries, the frustrations, the sorrows, the bickering, the biting, and the fighting in your marriage and family, divorce, rebellious kids, or even the financial problems that you may be struggling with right now. But if you obey the God of this earth, the false God that's in charge of the earth today, you will have all kinds of problems. Now, isn't that what we see today? All kinds of problems. His way appeals to the human mind. I'm speaking about Satan's way that appeals to the human mind and emotions. He is the false God, and his ways are false. The seed he sows and entices you to sow by doing what's right in your own eyes never produces a good harvest. Just look at your life. Just look at our community and nation. Just look at the world. Look at all the sickness, disease, hunger, starvation, bickering, biting, fighting, poverty, even in our own nation and around the world. Do we have all these evils because we obey the true God? No, it's because we obey the false God, Satan the devil. That's why we are reaping a bad harvest. We have sown bad seed. It takes a while for seed to germinate, grow, and produce fruit, or you could say a harvest. I want you to notice what God inspired King Solomon to pen in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 8, verse 11. And I quote, "Because a sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil." It does not say that sentence against an evil work won't be executed, but it takes time for evil works to catch up with you, but it always does. And it seems to me that is getting in full swing today. I think we, our nation, and the whole world have reached a time when we can't outrun the evil or the bad seed we have been and are now still sowing. We have been paying a heavy price for years, but the price will go up and will continue to get higher from now on to the end unless we turn to our God. Yes, unless we turn and repent. Repent of breaking God's law. Breaking God's law is what has brought all the evils on this world today. Turning to God would include His word on how to rear and educate our kids. It also includes how to treat your spouse, your neighbor, and your enemy also. It also includes putting God first in your life, not having false gods, but worshiping only the true God, and that would mean by obeying and living by His word. I've done several programs on child rearing according to the Bible, and you can log on to our internet, www.thewayitoughtobe.org, and you can hear those programs if you'd like to hear them. And I've stated many times it's miseducation that has brought all of our evils on because we haven't educated ourselves in God's way. We have allowed ourselves to be educated in Satan's way. I see my time is up. We'll pick this up in our next program. In the meantime, keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program and request our free literature, How to Build Godly Character. My friends, you need to know this, and that's what this whole world needs. That's what you need, you and your family. That's what this nation needs. That's what our community needs. That's what each family needs. It's to know how and to build God's holy, righteous character. And the second book, Seed of Satan. Yes, it will give you an understanding why our problems are out of hand now and why they will continue to get out of hand unless we turn and repent of breaking God's law and turn to God and begin to obey Him. All you need to do to receive those booklets is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com or order online www.thewayitoughtobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today. Have a good day, my friends.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughtobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.